From the WGXC newsroom, this is the Weekend in Review. Some of the stories that made the news between Friday, September the 8th through Sunday, September 10th. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Ann Friedman reported for Columbia Green Media on the primary elections to be held on Tuesday, September the 12th, in the towns of Durham and New Baltimore. In Durham, incumbent town supervisor William Carr Jr. is being challenged by Sean Marriott in the Republican primary. Carr has served four terms so far and is also the town's police commissioner. Marriott currently holds a seat on the town board and serves as deputy supervisor. Carmel Rustick, Nick Nahas, Linda Sutton, and Deborah Kennedy are also competing in the Durham Republican Party. They are hoping to secure the GOP line to fill two town board seats come November. Polls are open noon to 9 p.m. on Tuesday at the East Durham Volunteer Fire Department, 2401 Route 145 in East Durham. In New Baltimore, Republicans Jeff Russo, the town supervisor, Barb Fink, the town clerk, and Shelley Van Etten and Kelly Downs on the town board are all candidates in the Independence Party primary this week. New Baltimore residents will vote noon to 9 p.m. at one of three locations: Town Hall, 3809 Route 51 in Hanacroy, and the Medway Grapeville Fire Department on Route 51 in Hanacroy, and the New Baltimore Fire Department, 77 Gill Road. Columbia Green Media reported where primary elections will be held on Tuesday, September the 12th in Columbia County. In Hudson, Democrats and Independence Party members will vote for Common Council President. Democrats in Hudson also have two supervisory elections and several Common Council seats are up for grabs. There are write-in Independence Party primaries in Hudson and Claremont, and the incumbent Greenport Town Supervisor is being challenged on the Independence line, forcing a primary in that race. Sample and absentee ballots are available on the Board of Elections website at ColumbiaCountyNewYork.com/elections. Questions can be directed to the board at 518-828-3115 or elections@ColumbiaCountyNY.com. Polls are open on Tuesday from noon till 9 p.m. Richard Moody reported for Columbia Green Media employees at Coxsackie Correctional Facility are coordinating an effort to send supplies, clothing, and food to the victims of Hurricane Harvey and Hurricane Irma. The campaign is being led by Corrections Officer Steve Humphrey. Volunteers have started filling trucks located at various sites with supplies for residents of Texas and Florida. The facility is requesting, and I quote, everything and anything as long as it is not garbage, end quote, as Humphrey puts it. They are accepting pet food, canned food, appliances, beds, and basic supplies. Humphrey is also collecting clothes slightly used for people in Florida. He is also accepting monetary donations to pay for the fuel needed to drive south. Donations can be dropped at the correctional facility, Lenny's Tire Service in Middleburg, the Cal Shop in Richmondville, and the Albany Police Station. Times Union reported that free training for hands-on CPR will be offered at Empire State Plaza in Albany this week from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Wednesday, September the 13th. The American Heart Association will provide 30-minute classes on the recommended method to use when someone suffers a heart attack outside of a hospital. This approach does not require mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. Participants will receive a free kit to take home that includes a DVD and an inflatable dummy head and chest. Hands-only CPR has been shown to be as effective as conventional chest compressions and rescue breaths. CPR, especially if administered immediately after cardiac arrest, can double or triple a person's chance of survival. The Centers for Disease Control recommended all Americans over age 14 and older learn CPR as a part of natural disaster preparedness. Information is available at heart.org. Finally, David Lee reported in the Columbia paper that Kinderhook Memorial Library board members, staff, and local officials broke ground for a large addition to the library building located at 18 Hudson Street in the village. Library Board President Gary Spielman made the opening speech, noting, and I quote, "This is the second groundbreaking in 13 months for the library, and we are thrilled that this is coming so soon after the completion of the reading porch," end quote. Spielman acknowledged the community support received by the library, naming Kinderhook Town Supervisor Pat Grattan and Stuyvesant Town Supervisor Ron Knott, among others. The addition will be designed by architects Butler Rowland Mays of Ballston Spa and built by James Roman Chuck and Sons of Hudson. The construction of the 3,000-square-foot structure will begin September the 18th. The addition will include a new meeting room for programs, handicapped accessible bathrooms, and teen reading rooms. The children's reading room will be expanded and new fiber optic cable will be installed. During the groundbreaking event, special mention was made of State Senator Kathy Marchione for her help in securing state funding for the project. The project also received support from the Hudson River Bank and Trust Foundation and from Kinderhook resident Barry Herbold. The new children's section of the library will be named for Herbold's late wife, Jackie Carter. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting patchy fog in the early morning. Otherwise, it will be sunny with a high near 76 today. Monday night, patchy fog after 2 p.m., otherwise mostly clear with a low around 49. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Tuesday, patchy fog before 8 a.m., otherwise it will be sunny with a high near 79 degrees. Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 54. And on Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 76 degrees. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 57. Sunrise today was at 6:30 a.m., and the sun will set at 7:11 p.m. That will give us 12 hours and 40 minutes of daylight, about 3 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Weekend in Review for today, Monday, the 11th day of September 2017. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.